You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Praise our God. This is another day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity, time to come into your cars, into your home, into however you listen to us by what? The radio station, WWBC 1510 on your what? AM dial has made it possible for us to come into your home, into your cars. I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, it's about time for your miracle. God has his plan. God has something for you. All you got to do is trust him, praise our God, and allow him to work it out on your behalf. Give it over to God. He'll work it out every time for you. Just hold on, my friend. Hold on, because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Our God is a good God. We thank God for another day. We thank God for another time, another opportunity, amen, to come into your home again, into your cars again. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your peace. We thank you now, God, because of who you are. We thank you because you're still on the throne, Father. We're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. We know you can do all things, Father. I'm thanking you right now, Father, that you would touch those on the other side of the dial right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace. We thank you now, God, because of who you are. We believe you and we take it at your word, Father. We know that thou art God, and besides you, there is no other God. We thank you once again, God, for what you're getting ready to do. And we looking unto you today. Touch them, God, right now. That's believing you. That's looking for a miracle, Lord. Touch them right now, Father God. Meet the needs right now, God. I thank you, Father. And we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want you to get ready, amen. Get ready for your miracle. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to know that God is with you. I want you to know no matter what you're going through with, God can bring you out. All you got to do is trust him. Trust him when you cannot trace him. Praise our God. He's still on the throne, and he will never lose his power. He'll never lose his power. All you got to do is keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. That's what, the song in our days came up. We sang the song, I got a mind to keep on running to see what the end is going to be. No matter what it looks like, God is still with us. God is still with us. Again, I want you to be encouraged today. Hold your head up high. Praise God, because he's still on the throne and he's working out for you. He's working it out. All you got to do is trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him, praise our God, because he's still God. Amen. And besides him, there is no other God. There is no other God. Hold your head up high. Come on, my friend. He's with you. He's with you. God is with you. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Praise God. Listen, I want you to get ready. Get ready. Get ready for tonight. Amen. We are in our church anniversary celebration. Praise our God. We are in our church celebration at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to get ready for a phenomenal word on tonight. Praise our God. We have had a pack. We have had a good time. The Holy Ghost has came in and did what it needed to do all this week. Amen. Praise our God. Well, we started kicking off with Monday night, Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. We had her coming in, but praise our God, some things happened within the electricity there on at our church, but God worked it out. We got it fixed. Praise our God. Then we consumed and started back up on Tuesday night. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. All the way from Tampa, Apostle Dr. Alan Gallen was with us. praise our God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost fell like rain. Hallelujah. Pastor Elizabeth Haywood came and her congregation came. Praise our God. God moved so profound in there. Amen. The man of God began to flow in the spirit and operate in what God had him to do. Amen. We had a good time. That was Tuesday night. Praise our God. Then Wednesday night. Praise our God. Pastor George Jones from Greater Blessed Assurance. Praise God. Came in and God moved. Shared. I'm telling you, God moved so profound in this church anniversary celebration this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was Wednesday night. Oh, praise our God. Oh, last night, all the way from still right here in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, New Hope Word of Life, Pastor Catherine Montgomery. Praise our God. And their congregation was with us on last night. Oh my God. It was something in the place on last night. The Holy Ghost fell like rain. Praise our God. We got to know Jesus. We got to have Jesus. We can't do nothing without him. We got to have him. Come on here. He redeemed us. He brought us back from out of the hands of Satan. Oh, praise our God. Talking about Jesus. Talking about his name. Talking about his Jesus. There is no other way. No other way. Praise our God. That was on last night. Oh, but tonight. Oh, my God. Coming all the way from Melbourne. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Antoine Brown. Praise our God. You don't want to miss Faith International. You don't want to miss it tonight. Pastor Antoine Brown will be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. He will be with us tonight. 7 o'clock, we be in prayer. Praise our God. You don't want to miss it tonight. I'm looking to see you and you come over and be with us. Praise God. Then on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in the morning, that's morning service, we'll be in closing it out. Praise our God. Our power, faith, healing, and deliverance temple. 14 years. Hallelujah. That God has allowed us to be there working in the ministry. God has allowed things to be happening in our ministry right there. I want to see you and you. If you don't have no church home, come on and be with us. And if you go to your church and y'all get out, come by. We'll be there. Come by. We'll be right there waiting for you. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. Listen, I'm trying to get these little announcements so I can get to the word right quick. Listen, I want you to get ready. Melbourne, get ready. Get ready. Praise our God. On June the 8th, praise God, I will be with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Hallelujah. God, Miracle Revival Deliverance Center. Hallelujah. Healing and Deliverance Center. Right there, 1500 Florida Avenue. We'll be right there. And then right there, we're going to look to see you on that, the 8th, which is that Thursday night. You want to be there. You want to be in the place. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost, again, shall fall like rain. I haven't seen some of y'all at the church anniversary this week. But I want to see you. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to see you on Thursday night down there. Those of you that are in the area, come on. I want to see you. I want to see you again. We will be with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. Hallelujah. 1500 Florida Avenue E. Hallelujah. Looking forward to see you. Oh, get ready. Get ready. Daytona, get ready. Friday night, we will be with Bishop Richard Williams. Praise God. Hallelujah. World Survivors. We're going to be there Friday night. This Friday night coming. Looking for a high time. Oh, my God. Come be with us in the midst. And we're going to see what God is going to be done. Get ready again. Amen. We'll be right back at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple in our Holy Convocation. Oh, God, it starts on the 12th, going all the way through the 18th. Praise our God. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be something. Again, Holy Convocation right there at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, going from the 12th all the way to the 18th. You won't want to miss it. Powerful speakers during the day session, day service, then the night service at 7 o'clock. Oh, it's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Again, hallelujah. Oh, get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Macon, Georgia. Macon, Georgia. Praise our God. We will be in Macon, Georgia. Hallelujah. At Open Door Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this service. That is the 25th. It's that Sunday morning. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. Those of you that are in the area in Macon, Georgia, around the area, come meet me there at the Open Door Church. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time. Going to have a good time. We want to say thank God for you and you and you again. Thank God for our Lady Watkins. God bless you. Love you much. God bless you to our church mothers, elders, evangelists, prophets. Everybody is there. We thank God for you, you and you. Please tag and share with this. Wake somebody up. Share this message with them. Amen. Because we're leaving now. We need the word. And we don't need nothing else. We need the word of God. You don't need, you know, people always say, I got to have this. I got to have that. I need another car. I need this. I need this. And I need some more clothes. I need some more money. We really don't need this. We really don't need the material things like we say we do. But we need the word of God. What is it? Man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But by what? Every word that does what? Proceeded out the mouth of God. So we need the word of God. We need the word. You need the word. You can't do nothing without the word. Come on here. I don't know why you think you can make it without the word. I don't know why you think you don't need the word. We need the word of God. The word of God. Everything is going down but the word. And David said, thy word that I did what? I've hid in my heart that I might what? Not sin against thee. Praise our God. So when the word is in us and the word is around us, praise God, we can do what? All things through the word that strengthens us. I'm looking and see today when the people of God will take God at his word. Hallelujah. Take him at his word. God bless all of you that's coming on. We'll take him at his word. We need to take God at his word. No matter what it looks like. No matter what we're going through with. No matter what you don't understand. Take God at his word. His word is his bond. His word is his bond towards you and I. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, people say, you got my word. And they don't come through or they don't show up. You got my word. I got your back. Come on. Sometimes things happen. And they word do not. They word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, they word do not come to pass. Do what it says. But the Bible says, that word will go out. The word will go out. What will it do? It will accomplish what is sent out to do, and it will not return unto him void. Somebody need to tell and share this. His word will not return unto him void. It will not return unto him void. All you got to do is put it out there. All you got to do is speak the word. All you got to do is believe the word. Come on, somebody. Speak the word. Believe the word. Hallelujah. Like the centurion man said, he said, listen, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. But all I want you to do is speak the word. Take the word serious. Speak the word. Come on here. Speak the word. Be instant in season and out of season. When it looks good and when it don't feel good, speak the word. Decree, declare what the word say. Decree and declare what the word say. Hallelujah. I am what the word say. You can do what the word say. Hallelujah. So what in the word of God, in John, he said, in the beginning, what was the word? In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And without him, there was nothing made. So we have to speak the word. We have to speak it. Come on here. Decree it, declare it, and put it into the atmosphere of the situation that you're in and begin to speak this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of God works. The word of God works. If you put it out there, if you put the word out there into the atmosphere of that situation, of that thing you're going through, hallelujah, I guarantee you, my God, by his word, hallelujah, by his word, by himself, he'll work through that. He'll work it out. You got to speak the word of God. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on here. Hallelujah. We got to take God at his word. If he say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. If he say he can't be done, you are healed, you are healed. Come on. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. Hallelujah. We take everything. We take everybody. We take everybody's word. and they don't come through at times. But when you take the word of God and apply the word and stand on the word, come on here, become what the word say. Oh, I like that. Become what the word say. Come on. Hallelujah. Because I can do all things through him that what strengthens me. Become what the word say. Do what the word say. Hallelujah. I am what I am. What am I? A believer. I am what I am. I'm a word person. I'm a word machine. I take him at his word. I take him at his word. The word of God. The word of God. The Bible says, hallelujah, according to the word of God. Hallelujah. It is none effect because people don't believe and take God at his word. Come on here. My God. Glory to God. According to Hebrews 11 and 1, according to where we at right now, Hebrews 11 and 1, it says what? Now faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Take God at his word. Now, right now. Come on, somebody. Right now. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, is right now. God's word is right now. Hallelujah. It's nothing too hard. It's no situation you're in that God can't bring you out when you use his word. Praise our God. When you speak and decree and declare his word over that circumstance, a situation, the word of God works. Now faith, again, according to Hebrews 11 and 1, where we at right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And the evidence of things not seen. The word will make it manifest when you begin to speak it and decree it and declare it. The word will make this thing, whatever you're going through with or whatever you're facing, it'll make it manifest. It brings it to a head when you use the word of God. When you use the word of God. Again, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without him there was nothing made. We've got to use the word of God. When we can't use nothing else, come on somebody, we got to use the word of God. Your faith, come on here, depends on the word that's coming out of you when you're going through something. Come on here. Your world, you frame your world with your words. You have what you say with your words. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer because the word says I'm an overcomer. You're an overcomer because the word says you're an overcomer. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. Hallelujah. I wish y'all start talking back to me. I can't hear you, but talk back to me. Come on, somebody. Because the word is alive. The word is quick. The word is sharp. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. And the two-edged sword going in. Come on. Going in, cut to the joint marrow, center of the bone. The word of God. The word of God. It works. Use the word. Use your faith. Now. Right now. Right now is faith. You got to take this faith and mix it with this word. Come on here. It's just like when you preparing a meal or when you doing something. You might have to mix some stuff. You got to mix this. You got to mix the faith, your faith with the word. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to take the faith and mix the faith with the word. You can't have faith and don't have word. You can't have word and don't have faith. They work hand in hand. So begin to speak and decree and declare the word. What he's saying over your circumstances, over your situations. Now, faith, I will speak the word. I will operate in the word. I will walk in the word. Come on. Now. Right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Not next week, but right now. I decree and I declare that the word will work. It'll work. The word will go where you can't go. All you got to do is send the word. Come on, somebody. Send the word. We're talking about faith and mixing with the word. Send the word. You got to send the word. Send the word to your circumstances. Send the word where you can't go. Come on here. The word don't have to go and wait in line. The word don't have to get no second opinion. Come on here. The word is the word. If God say you heal, you heal. Come on. We got to decree and declare. With our faith, we got to. Come on. Hallelujah. One thing I learned about God, and I'm learning about God, it doesn't matter what you're in, but if you begin to speak the word, decree and declare the word over the circumstance and the situation, God's going to work it out. God's going to deliver you. He's going to heal. He's going to bring you through. Praise our God. Hallelujah to God. The word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is our weapon. This is our weapon. This is our weapon. Along with our hands. We've got to speak. You got a weapon in your mouth, which is the word of God. You got to open this mouth and get this word out into the atmosphere of the circumstance and the situation that you're in, because the enemy wants you to stay dormant with the word in you. He don't want you to speak it into the atmosphere, because if you can't use the word that's in you, in your faith, he got you. Come on. Hallelujah. His word is voice activated. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. His voice activated. Come on. First of all, don't tell me you don't know how to use voice activated. Come on, because everybody got phones now. Everybody. You first got to activate the voice. Come on. You got to put your voice in there to let the people know that I can't get to the phone right now. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me, or I'm not available right now. Come on. Either you can do it, or you can have the person that they already done activated the voice for you. So that ain't nothing new. The voice has already been activated for us through the word. We just got to open our mouth and use it. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. We just got to open our mouth and use it. The word is already voice activated. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. What he said in the book of Genesis. Oh, my God. In the book of Genesis. Come on. In the beginning. The first chapter of Genesis. We learned this in Sunday school. Those of you that did go to Sunday school and still going to Sunday school. We learned this in Bible study. Those of you that go to Bible study and still going to Bible study. Or we could call it something there. Word of wisdom. Word of. Or we just change. We try. It's still the Bible study. Hallelujah. Come on. In the beginning. In the beginning. What he said. In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. The word was already in the beginning. My God. It was already existing in the beginning. Hallelujah. This is the Old Testament. The word was already in the Old Testament before Jesus even came. Praise our God. See, the word is still the same. The word is not changing for you or me. Nobody is exempt. The word is still the same. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. He spoke it. He decreed it. He spoke it into the atmosphere. And everywhere you read, God said. God said. What did he say? He spoke. He spoke his word into the atmosphere. And it created what he said. Come on. You are a word prone person. If you're in the word, when you go through a circumstance, situation, the word of God should come out. The word should come out. Your faith should come out. I'm not running all over. Your faith, I'm not going to be moved. The word is what it says. In the beginning, he was right there. In the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. Come on. Hallelujah. The word is very important. You got to take this word and mix it with your faith, and your faith come alive. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Come on here. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be criticized. Come on here. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're forsaken. I'm not telling you you're not. But I'm telling you, when you got the word in you, you're not ostracized like that. You're not criticized like that. Because greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. The word of God. The word of God. For we walk. Still talking about the faith in the word. We walk by faith. We walk by his word. We walk by faith. I'm healed. We walk by his word. Come on here. Glory to God. Come on. Remember when the centurion man, hallelujah, came to Jesus. Praise God. And he said, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is what? Send the word. All I want you to do is what? Send the word. He had enough faith to believe. Now, if he don't have to come under my roof, but all I got enough faith to believe, if he speak, things are going to happen. Come on, somebody. Do we really believe what we're reading? Do we really believe what we're reading in the word of God? Do we really know our God and what he can do? Why we panic when you get in a situation? Why you panic when you're going through? Why you want to give up? Why you want to talk about, oh, I'm going through, and the enemy is this, and the enemy is that, when you got the word of God right there? And people can say, oh yeah, Jesus. Yeah, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Yes, if Jesus is in you, the word is in you. So when you go through some circumstances and situations, you still can make it. Jesus said, I have already overcome the world. Mm-mm. My God, help me in here. He said, I have already overcome the world. And if he have already overcome the world, excuse me, he have already overcome the world, and he's in us. So what that make us? I'm not defeated. You're not defeated, because the world is still. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. So the word is in us, and we are not defeated because the word is not defeated. I'm going to have to get some more time on this. The word in you is not defeated. Your faith is not defeated. It does not. It does not mean, because we're going through, that the word don't work. I got 2 minutes left. It does not mean, because you're going through sickness, that the word does not work. The word is still the word. It's saying yesterday, today, evermore. You got to take this word, mix it with your faith, and begin to decree and declare what God says over you. Stop walking with your head hung down or hung over. Stop walking feeling like you're less than, because you're not. Because the word is greater than you. It's in you. It's in you. It's rich in you. Come on. You got to be who you are through the word of God. The word of God will never lose its power. Your faith has got to stand in the day of that person. Speak the word of God. You got to. That's why he said, he prayed. He said, Father, you got to now. You got to give him what he's due to him in order for you to use this word. We're going through a whole lot of stuff. Everybody going through. Ain't nobody exempt. When you name the name of Jesus, you're going to go through. But guess what? You got his word. His word is his bond. His word is his bond towards us. I want you to know today you can make it. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Listen, join us tonight if you can. Join us tonight at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, in the congregation there. We're going to look to see you. Pastor Antoine Brown will be there tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, from Melbourne, with us on tonight in their congregation. We're looking for you to be there with us. Meet us there. Meet us there. Come on. Hallelujah. Then on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Hallelujah. Yours truly will be closing it out. Come on. Come be with us. Come be with us. Again, it's about time for your miracle. You're tuning in to the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city. Listen, the engineer has come in, the baddest engineer that's around here has come in and gave me my warning. 2 minutes now. 2 minutes left. I don't have 2 minutes left now. That was 2 minutes ago. Now it's about time for me to get up and get up. Listen, I got to leave you. But he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. God bless you. God bless you. Stand on in there until Monday morning. What time? 9:30. What? It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. The evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services